All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we're trading them. Today is Tuesday, August 8th. Stocks snap a 40 losing streak, then sell off again. Bank rating downgrades freaking investors out. Market fear at its highest since May. AMC rallies on Barbenheimer sales. UPS disappoints. Plus, we'll take a look at a trade that we found in our mastermind call this morning. As you can see, there's a lot to talk about. So let's go ahead and get started. Now, if this is your first time here, my name's Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading. And today we'll call the show Coffee with Mark because I am running the show solo. I've been for a while, but Marcus will be joining me soon. Even though I'm running the show solo, I promise that you're in good hands. You could say we have a ton of trading experience here at Rockwell Trading. We know our stuff. We're not afraid to tell it like it is. And if you're looking for some honest insight into the world of trading, then you are at the right place. Now, before we dive in and show you a few trades that we are in and some that we consider today, let's take a look at what's moving the markets. And let me go ahead, jump over here to the S&P 500. S&P 500, you see here yesterday, we snapped a 4-day slide here. The gain yesterday up 0.9%. The Dow actually leading the way yesterday up an impressive 1.2%, just getting right back up near these highs. And then the NASDAQ yesterday lagging behind the market, although positive up 0.6%. And today it's another story. So the overall markets are sliding. Everything's down 1% plus. The NASDAQ is leading the way lower, down 1.6%. And we see here that we're getting back towards that 50-day moving average. I drew these trend lines a while ago saying that this uptrend, we'll call it an uptrend today, just isn't sustainable. And we're going to pull back. We're going to see a pullback. And I believe that's a good thing for the market. It opens up opportunities. It might shake out some investors, lead to some profit taking, and then open the door to new opportunity. This pullback to 4,500 seemed a no-brainer to me and something that was a given. But where we go from here, you know, I think that a pullback to 4,400 isn't going to hurt the market at all. And that puts us right around that 50-day moving average for the S&P. The Dow, we see that the 50-day moving average is a lot lower, but the Dow's been playing catch-up for most of the year. So I don't think it's as important for the Dow to pull back as much. The NASDAQ getting right near that 50-day moving average here. Pull back across the board. Now, is this a bigger issue? Is this a bigger concern? Well, the flavor of the day is banks, and the credit rating on several banks actually spooked the market a little bit. This included a Moody's downgrade of the credit rating for M&T Bank and Pinnacle Financial. They also put the Bank of New York Mellon and State Street on review for a possible downgrade. This has traders a little bit shaken up because the last time we started to hear about some bank issues and bank concerns was back in March. And actually, let's look at the S&P more notable effect here. Back in March, we had that drop. And then no news has been good news recently with banks. But this is, the traders aren't quite sure about what to do with this news and information. If we look at the SPDR, the SPDR S&P Regional Banking ETF, KRE is the ticker symbol. We see that KRE right now gapping lower, right now down 3.5%, coming off of the recent lows here, but banks having a hard time today. Now, we did have some news from the Fed, kind of. We have Fed members who are speaking, and the Philadelphia Fed President, Patrick Harker, he had some the opposite feedback and sentiment that the Fed member who spoke yesterday had, and he said that absent any alarming new data between now and mid-September, I believe we may be at a point where we can be more patient and hold rates steady. So instead of raising rates and maybe combating inflation more by more rate hikes, he said that he could let the monetary policy actions we have taken do their work. And he also said that, allow me to be clear about one thing, however, should we be at that point where we can hold steady, we will need to be there for a while. Quote, the pandemic taught us to never say never, but I do not foresee any likely circumstance for an immediate easing of the policy rate, end quote. So if we look at the CME FedWatch tool, 43 days, 2 hours, 53 minutes, and 48 seconds to go before the next rate decision, we see that the probability of staying put now has increased 86.5%. The probability of a quarter point hike at the next meeting, 13.5%. And if we look at what the upcoming probabilities are, we see that now the potential for a cut, actually it's March still. So staying put at the next 4 meetings and potentially cutting in March and then continuing to cut throughout the remainder of 2024. We'll see if this is the case, but that's what Fed funds futures are showing. Now, moving on here, let's take a look at the economic calendar. And again, it really wasn't about anything on the calendar, no data, but this sell-off kind of prompted by bank worries and whether or not there's more downgrades or more concerns there that traders don't know about. Looking at the economic calendar, though, Thursday and Friday are going to be the big days, when the focus turns back towards inflation, with CPI data being released Thursday before the bell and PPI data being released Friday before the bell. If you take a look at the heat map here, we see that the overall market, let me go to S&P 500, it's just a broad-based overall market sell-off. A lot of red, sea of red, a little bit of green in the healthcare sector, but really just kind of a sell-off across the board. This is the S&P 500. Same goes for the NASDAQ, mostly red there. The Dow 30, mostly red there. So it's just a broad-based sell-off across the board. The Magnificent Seven, the Big Seven, the large cap companies here not leading the way necessarily, and just, you know, red all around. Now, if we take a look at the earnings analysis tool and we look at the calendar, we see that we are winding down when it comes to earnings. 89% of the S&P 500 have reported. And today we did have a big report from Eli Lilly and UPS. Just looking ahead, we have Take-Two Interactive after the bell. And tomorrow we have Walt Disney after the bell. So things definitely slowing down. But today we definitely had some movers. Let's look at Eli Lilly. And let me come back over here, LLY. Look at this, 17.6% jump. Gosh, let's look at a weekly chart here. All-time highs. Wow. I mean, what an impressive move. Now, they jumped after an earnings beat. We see here that they reported better than expected earnings per share, also better than expected revenue. And hey, that's huge. Traders loving this. Eli Lilly hits record high after upbeat results and some positive Novo obesity drug data. So traders, anybody in LLY, good job. They also look like they're going to be paying a dividend. So anybody that is a holder of this stock on record Monday on August 14th will be entitled to that $1.13 dividend. So nice move in Eli Lilly. And let's take a look at UPS, another one reporting. UPS. So UPS actually down big. It was down almost 5% pre-market, and then it actually opened higher and pulled back, continuing to drop, getting down to lows of 176.02. Right now trading at 180.40, down less than 1%. So a pretty big slide. Now, they reported better than expected earnings, but worse than expected revenue. And they also shared some concerns about the upcoming outlook, the revenue outlook here, we could take a look at the headlines. And, well, this is a bunch of jargon. Sorry, whoever put that together. Cuts annual revenue outlook. That's what I wanted to see here. UPS service cuts annual revenue outlook. So that, at first, getting traders a little bit concerned. We're going to come back to this one, talk about it in a minute. But before we do, let's look at a few other market movers. Banks in general having a rough day. We could look at JP Morgan. JP Morgan gapping lower and continuing to slide throughout the session. Right now down 2.1%. We could look at Goldman Sachs. GS is the ticker. Gapping lower and continuing to slide down over 3%. We already looked at the regional banking ETF, KRE. A bunch of banks popping up on the wheel scanner this morning. Before we move back over to PowerX Optimizer, let's look at AMC, because this was another market mover. AMC saying that they're off to a strong start this quarter, driven by huge box office numbers from hits like Barbie and Oppenheimer. So they actually reported a better than expected profit when a loss per share was expected. They also came in higher on revenue. And that upbeat report had traders very interested early on in AMC, still up over 1%, but pulling back from highs that were established earlier today. The CEO said that the third quarter of 2023 is off to an explosive start with Barbie, Oppenheimer, Mission Impossible, Sound of Freedom, saying that July recorded the highest ever monthly revenue for AMC. So again, traders liking that news and up at the open, although pulling back now up over 1%. So let's jump back over to PowerX Optimizer and look at the wheel analyzer here, because there were quite a few stocks popping up with this sell-off. This is where I absolutely agree with Warren Buffett and how a trader should be greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy, because those parabolic moves higher will come to an end. And even if it's short-lived and a return to the mean, that presents us with opportunity. And then you get some catalyst for a potential sell-off, whether it's the U.S. Credit rating being downgraded or banks being downgraded, whatever the flavor is that gets you a little bit concerned, that generally leads to some nice opportunities. And we were able to capitalize on that last week, and we'll see where those trades end up. For today there were a couple of trades popping up on the scanner, a lot of banks here. So if anybody is interested in has a little bit of risk appetite looking for an opportunity, they're definitely we saw better premium and better strikes for a lot of these. Fifth Third bankrupt right now on this conservative scanner, with the gap down and then rallying a little bit right now. Not as nice as what we had at the open. WAL, I don't like the strike, no support there. But there were some opportunities. Let's look at Morgan Stanley was a maybe this morning for us when we were going through things in the mastermind call. I think getting down here below 84 would make more sense. We see some possible support around 81, 82, 83. The 84 strike looks good. Right now, the 85 is available. That would give you 40% annualized based on the bid price. Also had a maybe of BP. So let's look at BP. Crude oil down. And right now this strike's a little bit high for me, but we were looking at this earlier and the strike was 35 or lower. I can't remember if we were down here at 34.50, but a nice little range here. This was a maybe, but my favorite of the day was UPS. And full disclosure, this is not a trade that I took because I have a full portfolio with my wheel account. So the stocks that I'm assigned and the potential stocks that I could get assigned on, they're I don't have buying power for full positions, and I want to see what happens at the end of the week with those potential assignments. But this was my favorite of the day. And I think that this was a picture-perfect earnings play. So we talk about how we like to trade earnings, and rather than taking the risk going into earnings, what we generally like to do is wait for these overreactions, these big moves that take place where there's some news, some data that catches investors off guard, or maybe it's just a buy the rumor, sell the fact after that data comes out and a little bit of a drop. Well, here with UPS on their forecast and their earnings release, the 172.50 strike popped up for this Friday, had some really nice premium there. The 170 was also available, and this is the one that we were talking about. Marcus liked the 172.50. I was a little more conservative, thinking that the 170 looked good. So, you know, is this the best way to play earnings? I think so. I mean, look at this. You have this stock. You have some really nice support, maybe around 168. Did get down in 2022 to around 160. But you have all of these lows, 172.50. Just this real nice support zone. Sure, maybe a little lower, 167.50. Maybe this kind of support range between 167.50 and 175. But this is where Marcus said the 172.50 is good for him. The 170 is what I liked, and it was available to get that. And when we signed off from our mastermind call, traders that took this trade, they were up 50%. At least I had one person report that. That's a nice one-day trade. And getting assigned at 170, I think that for UPS, that's a decent level in spite of earnings here. They pay a dividend, PE ratio is low. Income, quarterly net income is positive. Annual net income is positive. This to me is a nice wheel candidate. And I definitely like the 170 this morning. So if you took this, hey, I think it was a great trade. 175 is a little high for me. Reason being is when we go higher with the strike, there's some nice premium. And truth is, just by how options are priced, those out of the money puts have a lower probability of being assigned or being in the money at expiration. That's just how options are priced and how it works. So it could be that many times you get lucky selling puts and you're just seeing win after win after win. But when we get assigned, if we are picking good strike prices, this is where we see more profitability come into play. And it makes for a lower risk scenario. So instead of selling the 175, sure, it could be that this expires worthless. But if we're closer to a support level and we do get assigned, what's likely to happen is that support holds. Or even if we get through this support, if it's a good quality company, then buyers step in because buyers see it as an opportunity to get into this position at a discount. I think this last move here is a perfect example where you saw some support here at 167.50, maybe 170. You have this pretty big sell-off. It comes down to support, breaks through support. Well, what happens? Buyers get interested in this stock here. You start to see that things stabilize. This is where if you were assigned at that previous support level 170, you're just cleaning up for 2-3 months, selling premium, getting just fantastic results. And then eventually it starts to rally again. Maybe you let that go and move on. Maybe you keep selling calls. That's fine too. But this reaction, when we get through support on a good quality company, if we got in at a good price, that's how you trade the wheel, right? Selling these crazy strikes up here and then going for this ride. That's not what I like to do. I like to trade something that's a little more orderly, a little more stable. I think UPS, picture perfect earnings play. So that's going to do it for today's stock market update. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe. We're going to be back here tomorrow. Until then, happy trading, everybody.